Ralphie Radio Show. It was just about 2 weeks ago that Lauryn Hill showed up on the Summer Jam stage in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Of course, kind of filling in for an absent Nicki Minaj. Later in the week, though, some news breaking that the Newark, New Jersey resident and former member of the Fugees is a tad bit behind on her taxes. Apparently, from 2005 through 2007, Ms. Hill earned allegedly over $1.6 million, none of which she's paid taxes on, according to the government. What type of prosecution does she face? How can she remedy the situation as quickly as possible? Well, our resident tax expert joins us now from New York, TrueTaxHelp.com, David Selig. Mr. Selig, thanks for the time. And so now, Lauryn Hill, is she in trouble with the state government, the federal government, or both?
It's going to be both. There is going to be an issue from the Division of Taxation in New Jersey and, of course, the federal government, the Internal Revenue Service.
I know if you go by the book, she's looking at jail time here. Mr. Selig, is that practical for Lauryn Hill's case?
Well, here's the whole thing. And number one, it seems whenever a celebrity or a regular individual goes on to any public forum or medium and essentially flouts the tax law for almost any reason, some good, some bad, the government typically throws the book at that individual. So I would advise anyone who is experiencing the problem to zip the lip. A case like this, ideally, should be handled civilly. See, not filing a tax return is a misdemeanor, but in certain cases, they can actually raise it to a felony. And unfortunately, the defense she is positing appears to meet the threshold requirements for felony prosecution.
Do you think jail time is practical in this instance or no?
I think it is a very good likelihood, assuming she's convicted, that she will be given a prison sentence. I'm not saying I agree with that.
We're talking with tax practitioner David Selig here on the Ralphie Radio Show. What is Lauryn using as her defense, or I guess I should say that in quotations, defense?
From what I understand, she's saying that for this period of time, she was basically living an underground life off the grid. She feels, and probably rightfully so, that some people had taken advantage of her in her career. However, the federal government did not take advantage of her in her career. And, you know, the devil always wants his due. She said there is a large governmental military type complex, and she didn't want to be a part of it. A bunch of mumbo jumbo, actually. It would have been best if she said nothing and just let counsel deal with this issue behind the scenes. We've been involved in similar cases with celebrities where we have filed back returns, paid the estimated taxes, and there has never been an imposition of criminal penalties.
But in those instances, you advise your clients, in this case the celebrities, to, as you aptly put earlier in this conversation, zip the lip.
Absolutely. You know, you can only talk your way into jail. Very seldom does a person talk their way out of it.
You know what? Great advice for anyone, and a perfect note to end on. We'll see what happens with Lauryn Hill in court. TrueTaxHelp.com. David Selig, thanks for the 411.